Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Accepting a job beneath your qualifications is humbling. At some point, any job beats no job. Today, coming to grips with God's glory as your focus and letting Him orchestrate your promotions as well as demotions. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. Erwin Lutzer comes now to conclude a message on God's glory in our lifestyle.
If Jesus came out of heaven and said, I want to give you an assignment. I want to put you in where you are today, working with the people that you are today, and I want you to serve me here. And because you love me, I want you to serve with an attitude of cheerfulness in the midst of all of this. Wouldn't you say, wow, if Jesus asked me to do that, I'd be glad to do that for him. Well, here's the news. Newsflash, he's put you there because he's asked you to do that. You see, to Jesus, it didn't matter whether he was washing the disciples' feet. Talk about being overqualified for his position, washing the disciples' feet. The person who flips burgers, who has a PhD, there's nothing wrong with that, nothing shameful about that. Because you see, after all, he is doing it for Jesus, and it isn't what you do, it's for whom you do it that gives it significance. Remember that story, it's a legend, but it has a point, that as the disciples were walking along, Jesus said to them, please pick up some stones. And so they picked up stones, and later on, Jesus turned them into bread. Later on, he asked them to pick up stones again, and this time, Peter especially picked up a really big, heavy one. They got to a river, and Jesus said, I just want you to throw the stones in the river. And the disciples thought, what is this? What sense does that make? And when Jesus saw their consternation, he said to them, for whom do you carry the stones? If Jesus asks you to pick up a stone and throw it in the river, isn't that okay? If Jesus asks you to do it and you're doing it for him, even though there doesn't seem to be any sense to it, because it isn't what you do that's important, is the person for whom you do it. And if you do it for Jesus, you can live in difficult circumstances, and in those circumstances, display the glory of God. Because whatever you do, in word or deed, you do all to the glory of God. Not just the religious things, but everything. Elizabeth Elliot, we had her here a number of years ago, and you remember her husband was killed along with four others in Ecuador, I think it was. But I remember she spent 2 years working on a language, trying to break it down into writing with an informant. This is a laborious process. And in those days, no computers, no Xerox machines, no duplication. Somebody stole the suitcase with all of her work. Had to be done all over again from point zero. Somebody says, weren't you angry at God? And she said, no. She said, it was lost to us, but it wasn't lost to God. That was my worship to God for 2 years. I was worshiping. I did that for Jesus. And if he wants the suitcase stolen, he can have it stolen, but what I did for him lasts. What you do, the Sunday school classes that you teach that you have long ago forgotten about, the blessing that you have said to people as you have encouraged them and you can't remember that you even said it, all those things, the Bible says that God takes care of our works and keeps them and remembers them if they are done in his name for his glory. Even though this isn't what you were born for, even though it seems as if your aptitude is in one direction and your work in another, you are there to glorify God. It's all about God and not about you. Finally, and by the way, the word there that we should highlight is focus. You focus on Jesus. Finally, number 5, You live your life with the assurance that heaven is coming. Heaven is coming. Do you have enough faith to believe this? You know, we live in such a litigious age. Everybody's suing everybody else. Oh, you know, I was fired from the job, age discrimination. We've got a lawsuit on our hands. I'm not saying that all lawsuits are wrong. But why is it that we get so jumpy when we are wrong? Did you know that as Christians, when we get so nervous about it, it's because we don't believe God? That's why. You know, there's a passage of Scripture, almost the first 12 verses of James chapter 5 are devoted to the whole issue of employer-employee relationships. And James is very critical of the rich that are exploiting the poor. As a matter of fact, he says, go weep and howl for your miseries. You'd better know that judgment is coming to you. But this is what he says. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you. That is to say that these poor, exploited people are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. He says, you have lived on this earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter because you have condemned the righteous person. And be patient, he says then to the brothers, because the Lord is at the door. God is going to straighten out these injustices. Of course you should work toward justice, especially in the lives of others. The people in James' day did not have a labor relations board. And if you can work with a labor relations board or some kind of a union so that you can address certain wrongs, we can do that in today's society. They didn't have that. And God says, what I want you to do is to trust me. I've heard the cry of the exploited and judgment is on its way. Rest knowing that it's in God's hands. You can't settle all of the wrongs. You have to give it to the Lord. In fact, that's exactly what Jesus did. You remember when Jesus was being crucified, before it says, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he uttered no threats. He didn't say, wait till I get a chance to blow you away. I'm going to sue you. He didn't say that. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he uttered no threats, but he kept entrusting himself to him that judges righteously. Jesus said, I'm being falsely accused. I'm in the midst of a difficult situation. People are talking about me. Things are tough. The cross is just around the corner, but I'm content with the fact that someday my Father will set this right, and I rest with confidence in that. And so you go to work, and this is the way you do it. Tomorrow morning, you wake up. I hope you wake up. Of course, if you don't wake up here, there's another place where you're going to wake up. It'll be much better, I hope, I think. If you're going to heaven, it certainly will. But here's what you do. Remember now, during this series of messages, I'm teaching you. Before you get out of bed, I did it this morning. I've been doing it now for months. I say, oh Lord, today glorify yourself at my expense. That's the way you begin the day, because nothing else matters. Are you starting to get the point? Nothing else matters. And then you say, Lord, if this body were yours, if Jesus were in bed getting up to face his day, how would he go to work today? Would he chisel the boss? Would he talk behind the boss's back? Would he find that he'd join in the criticism and the office talk, which oftentimes is decidedly unholy? No, Jesus wouldn't do that. And neither should you, and neither should I. Because remember, we exist to help people to get a better conception of who Jesus is. That's the whole point. It's not whether you're fulfilled. It's whether or not God gets glory. Three men were on their knees working with stones, and someone went to the first one and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I am cutting stones. I'm chiseling stones." They went to the second and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm earning a living." And they went to the third and he said, "I'm building a cathedral." God wants us to think big. All of life under the banner of the glory of God. Whatever you do, whether it's eating, drinking, word or deed, let all be done to the glory of God. Nothing else matters. Let's pray together. If God has talked to you today, would you talk to Him? What issue are you bearing in your soul that you ought to give to Him? Because it's not about you, it's about His glory. And it's about the work that He does in our hearts to accept our circumstances. Father, bless Your word, however inadequately preached, and make it transforming, and may we live our lives from beginning to end for Your glory. And if you've never trusted Jesus as Savior, right at this moment, I pray that you will receive Him, His forgiveness, and then trust Him, learn to trust Him. And thank You that Jesus was willing to go to the cross. And thank You that He was willing to die within Your goodwill, Father. Bless us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. In a moment, you're going to be given information as to how these messages can be yours. I hope you understand how revolutionary these concepts can be. Imagine getting out of bed every morning to not just earn a living, to not just somehow make it through the day, but to bring glory to God by accepting whatever He brings into our life as part of the process, by giving thanks to Him, by turning our jobs into vocations, into callings, where we really sense that we are serving the Lord and Him alone. I want to thank you today for your support of this ministry. And as I frequently say on Running to Win, if God has used us in your life, if you've been blessed as a result of our broadcasts, if you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, would you connect with us? We are greatly encouraged when we hear from you. Because if you don't tell us, we don't know what God is doing as a result of our commitment, our investment financially, in terms of time, in terms of effort. We would like to know how it is landing and how it is working in your heart. Thanks again, and I hope to see you right here on Running to Win next time. Hope that you have a good day all day. God bless you.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up God's glory in our lifestyle. His fourth message on Nothing Else Matters, how the glory of God gives meaning to all of life. Next time, don't miss God's glory in our sexuality. We'd like to send you the entire series on the glory of God on CD. It's our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.